this was pretty much my first time being on the patient end of Veritas. I've been a provider, but I haven't really been the sick one, so it was new to me. A couple of weeks ago, I started to run a real high fever. Didn't really have any other symptoms. High fever, like 103 high, enough to just really make you feel bad. And next day came around, still no real symptom. Next day, still high fever. I was having to take fever reducers in order for it to even get down to 100 or 101. It was pretty severe. By day three, I started to get a little bit of a cough, but the fever was getting really, it's getting to be a real problem. My husband was asking me, please go see someone about this. But I was due to come to Lubbock the very next day for my monthly face-to-face meeting and staff meeting. Just for background knowledge, I practice via satellite office in San Angelo, and I come to Lubbock once a month to be with the group there and get updated on new things. But I was popping ibuprofen to function, to go to work, to take care of my kids, to feed everybody. So that next Tuesday, I go to Lubbock. My friend Cindy sees me, sends me to get a chest x-ray. Before I even leave the radiologist place, the gal said, radiologist looked at it and said that you have right-sided pneumonia. You need to go back to your doctor's office. We're calling them right now. And then the next day, I was really, really no better. If anything, I was worse. I really reached an all-time low on that Wednesday. Just a fever that was just relentless. I mean, just constant, just hard chills. So hard that I remember looking for my husband's old football mouthpiece because I was afraid I was going to break a tooth because my teeth were chattering so bad. When I talked to Cindy on Tuesday, she said, maybe we should do just a CBC just to get a baseline. And I didn't expect to see any surprises on the CBC, on a normal CBC, on a otherwise healthy person my age. You would see an elevated white blood cell count. You would expect lymphocytes to be up. Mounting an immune response is what I was expecting to see. Well, I get my CBC back, and it's really normal, and so normal that my levels are actually low. My white blood cell count normal would be 5 to 10, and in a person with infection, it would be over 10 normally. My white blood cell count was 5.0. My lymphocytes, which are the part of the white blood cells that are really your immune system players, they're your homeland security, they're your army that's going to help you get over this bug. They were less than half of what they should be, which kind of sparked a little bit of concern within me because I was feeling so bad. My fever was so high. I had no soldiers here to help me get over it. And then also the fear of what's wrong with my bone marrow, because you would begin to think your marrow's not making the blood cells that you need. So all those little fears come into your mind and think that there's a bigger thing wrong with you than just the pneumonia. But my immediate thought was, do I have what it takes to get over this? That day I was supposed to be leaving out of town with my husband to go on an anniversary trip. I was just going to tag along on a conference he was going to, and I was going to spend 2 days in a hotel room by myself, which was, I was looking forward to that. I had my kids covered. My mother-in-law was going to keep her. And after I saw my CBC, just had an awful day, I really thought, as I was on my way to the pharmacy to pick up my medicine, I asked the Lord, God, do I go to the hospital or do I go on my anniversary trip? Those were really my two choices. And the Lord told me, clear as can be, you need to go on your anniversary trip. So I said, okay. I went and got my medicine. I got my kids dropped off at my in-laws. And I got in the car, and still high fever, still felt awful. By that time, I had no voice. I started to get the pleuritic pain that you get with pneumonia, just really painful. Chills, sweats, the whole bit still. And I leaned my seat back, and I tried to sleep on the way to Fredericksburg. Couple things came to my mind. It was kind of in and out of it, and you just feel so bad when your fever is that high. But I had recalled a proverb that said, a joyful heart is good medicine, and a broken spirit drives up the bones, or something like that. And I tried to think, what was robbing my joy. The other thing that came to mind was ibuprofen. It is a rare but more serious side effect of ongoing ibuprofen use is that you get low blood counts. They call it pancytopenia. Pan meaning all, and meaning all of your blood counts, white blood cell counts, red blood cell counts, platelets, they're all on the low end. I thought, I wonder if it was this 5 days of ibuprofen that I've been taking that is making my blood counts low. So a little more background information regarding things that may have been robbing my joy leading up to that. A couple months prior, my husband and I both felt that the Lord said we weren't supposed to attend church on Sundays. Sounds crazy, crazy. We've always been churchgoers. We just, that's always been a part of our life, but we found that every time we went, we were frustrated with each other. We were frustrated with our kids. We would go and we would leave cranky and not talk a thing about what we learned. And so we decided a couple months prior, we're not supposed to go to church for some reason. I don't know why, but we're supposed to be the church, but not attend a church service. And that was difficult. And our Veritas patients, I know they can relate. Whenever you begin to do things differently than the culture around you, eating, when you start eating differently, you're going to feel kind of weird. And people might think you're strange and might be confused on why you spend so much time and money eating real God food. But, you know, if that's what you're supposed to do, you do it even though you feel strange. So that was the same kind of circumstance. Felt odd. We questioned, are we hearing this correctly? This is weird. Why would the Lord tell us not to go? Well, we realized a couple weeks into not attending that we did not know how to pray together. We'd prayed together for 9 years at church. We could do the Lord's Supper together. I mean, and it seemed normal and natural. But we took away the music, and we took away the lighting, and we took away the observation of our peers around us, and my husband really said, I don't know how to do this. And that was a really painful realization for both of us to come to. What? We thought we could do this for 9 years, and now that we took us into a different setting, we can't? And so that was robbing my joy for months leading up to this pneumonia. And so as I was laying in the car, as my husband was driving, I very clearly heard the Lord say, if you determine that the ibuprofen was truly lowering your blood count, keeping you from getting over this illness, are you still going to take it? And of course, my immediate answer was no. If it's causing me to not have the immune system to get over the issue, of course I'm not going to take it, even though it brought my fever from 103.5 to 101. It made me able to function. It made me able to get dinner on the table. It made me not feel totally horrible, but it was keeping me from truly healing. And so it was very clear that I heard that question because the thing that was robbing my joy was me wondering, should I go back to attending church even though I think the Lord told me not to? Well, if attending church service was covering up the fact that my husband and I could not pray together, then of course we shouldn't go back because it was keeping us from really finding oneness and connecting in a spiritual way. So that's what I discovered with this whole fever ibuprofen thing. But I wanted to test it. I wanted to test, okay, I'm going to stop the ibuprofen, and then a week later I'm going to retest my blood counts. I'm just going to see what happens. And I did that the next Monday. I went, and I was really anxious to go get my blood drawn. And it was normal. It was completely normal. My platelets had doubled. Smacking within normal range. My H&H had come up. My lymphocytes had normalized. During that time, those 2 days in the hotel room, it was rough because I didn't have ibuprofen. I was really seeing my illness for what it truly was without the Band-Aid. And that's what this whole ordeal was about. This whole ordeal was about recognizing things in our lives that we were using as a Band-Aid to cover up a bigger problem. And it was very timely as far as this experience, because just weeks prior, Dr. Ben was discussing how any Band-Aid, whether it be a pharmaceutical or a nutraceutical, it's going to have some kind of unintended consequence. He refers to it as unintended consequence. Pharmaceutical industry would call it a side effect. Everything is going to have a side effect. It might be a tiny side effect. It might be a big side effect. The question is your Band-Aid giving you a negative unintended consequence that is trumping the benefit that you're getting from it? If that's the case, why are you using the Band-Aid? And that's what it was for me with ibuprofen and with attending a church service. So this whole thing is not about to attend a church service or to not attend a church service. This whole thing was about what are the Band-Aids in our lives that could be creating a greater problem than what the Band-Aid is treating. So when it came to mind that ibuprofen could be the reason why my bone marrow was not responding in a way that it's supposed to, it was not allowing my innate immune system to kick in. Of course, I immediately said, I can't take that anymore. I was hopeful that that was the reason why my blood count was low. So I stopped taking it, and it was hard. It was a really, really long day. But the great thing was that I knew I hadn't had fever reducers in over 24 hours. How great to see that I'm getting better without any Band-Aids. It was difficult, but it was worth it to see the illness as it truly was, rather than what it was with Band-Aids. I just know the peace that comes with seeing things the way they really are. And I'd encourage anybody to do it if you were open to maybe a little bit of hard times, because it hurts to have fever. It hurts to realize that you and your husband don't know how to pray together. But there's a peace in knowing what truly is rather than what is only under certain circumstances or with certain Band-Aids. Just like the ibuprofen was making me feel more comfortable, it was helping me cope. It was helping me just get to the next day. So was attending a church service. It was making me feel more comfortable because I knew that at least I had one little spiritual encounter with my husband for the week. It made me be able to convince myself that nothing was missing. But just like the ibuprofen was lowering my blood count that was keeping me from progressing through that illness and recovering, the church attendance was keeping my husband and I from really having a relationship on a spiritual level outside of that physical environment. So, you know, just like the Lord said, if you determine it's lowering your blood count, are you still going to take it? The Lord said, if you determine that regular church attendance was keeping you and your husband from having a true spiritual relationship and spiritual oneness, are you still going to go? And my answer had to be no, because the Lord desires for husbands and wives to have oneness together. He desires for them to be able to pray together and to be able to hear from the Lord together. And if something is impeding that, he will do everything he needs to do to allow that growth to happen if the person is willing. And my good friend Doug Allen, he's told me lots of times before, that the Lord will be as gentle as possible and as forceful as necessary in order to have his will be done. And I've referred to that awful week as one of the best and worst weeks of my life, because it was so awful feeling that bad. But the peace that came with really hearing from the Lord and allowing him to change us, I wouldn't trade it for anything.